Okay, let's talk about a default judgment. So if you have received a response from the bank, then obviously you want to consult with prepaid legal and find out what you need to do to proceed and move forward, and maybe talk about it in our regular conference call. Or if you want to retain me for personal consultation, then you can do that. Or ask the question in the comments below, and I'll do my best to answer them. But obviously, your first recourse should be with prepaid legal as far as how you should respond, how you should answer. Most likely, they will motion for a dismissal, and basically they have no defense because our ground is so strong. And so you should definitely answer with an objection. There's no basis on their dismissal. So that's kind of, they mark my word, they will call you, contact you, or intimidate you. And so don't back down. You are in the right. And if you back down, then everything you've done, you've dismissed the case, and it's gone. And they'll try and threaten you that they're going to get put you in jail. They're going to threaten you that you're going to get legal fees thrown at you. You're going to have sanctions against you. These are crooks, okay? So stand tall and consult with your lawyer. Consult with prepaid legal. I mean, if you haven't got prepaid legal by now, then shame on you, all right? You have no excuses whatsoever. Shame on you. Okay, so the default judgment. All right, if in, depending on the state, but I believe, well, I'm talking about Oregon in specific, and your state rules vary, okay? In Oregon, it's a 30 days since the summons, and plus 7 days for out-of-state litigants. So most likely your bank would be served out-of-state. If it's in-state, then the time is a lot shorter. But again, look at your state-level civil procedure to find out the allowable time, the minimum allowable time. So if it's 30 days plus 7, then on 38th day, I want you to go down and put an order for default judgment, file it, you're done. That's it. You don't give them any more time than they need to come back to you. All right? A default judgment means you have won. Okay? So that's what the goal of this objective is to get a default judgment. Or if we need to, we go to the court and fight it out and defend our position. Because cases are won and lost. I want you to understand this. That a case is won and lost before trial ever begins. If your documentation is solid, remember, it's all about evidence, and we've built such a strong body of evidence against them. We've brought such a strong body of law. So in a civil action or a criminal action, it's what you bring to the table as far as evidence and law. And that's the only two things that the judge can respect. If you bring it and say, well, Your Honor, I was a good Christian man, I go to church every day, it doesn't matter. That doesn't pertain to the relevance of the case, okay? The only two things is law and or evidence, and evidence proving one side or the other. And we've got an affidavit, and they haven't got an affidavit to rebut it. We've got superior evidence, so you shouldn't be afraid to stand up in court and say, look, let the evidence presented to the court speak for themselves. And your job in court is to rebut everything the attorney says, especially when the attorney is trying to represent the client in hearsay. The attorney is going to assert something like, you know, my client has a claim against the defendant. Prove it. Objection. There's no basis. I want to see the original and the actual proof of claim. Well, we have a certified copy. I don't accept. That's not acceptable. I want to see the original as I'm entitled to. So you have the right to, that's really important. You have the right to reject, okay? If you see something that's not right, you just object and reject their claim, and now they got nothing. The other thing you want to understand is counsel cannot give testimony, okay? Opposing counsel will try to give testimony as if they know. As if they know for a fact that the bank is in the right, as if they know that the bank has the original note, as if blah, blah, blah. And we say, objection, Your Honor. Opposing counsel does not have first-hand knowledge, and it's hearsay, and he has to stop, because now he's participating in fraud, and opposing counsel, an officer of the court, cannot participate in fraud. They are supposed to be impeccable, All right. So you bring that up to them, and that's going to get them into, you know, some shaky grounds. All right. So that's kind of what happens in a default, if you have to go to court. But in a default judgment, you sign the so an order. So what we do is we do two things. Okay. We have the motion for a default judgment, which we just that you should include in the documents called motion for a default judgment, and then attached with that motion is the order for the default judgment. And so I want you to look at those documents, customize it, fill it out for your own use and purposes, and then go to a notary and swear an oath for the order, and then submit that to the court clerk. The court clerk will then submit that to the judge, and the judge will pretty much rubber stamp the order because it's a default. They didn't answer. They're done. There's nothing, unless there's something extremely wrong with your process, your procedures. The judge really has no reason to deny your claim, and so he's going to rubber stamp the. In my opinion, anyway, you know, of course, it's, you know, for what it's worth, he's going to rubber stamp the default judgment with a writ. And I've included that writ in the order. And so you take that order for the default judgment, and so you take that and you file it everywhere. You file it with the county recorder's office. That would wipe your property clean. You now have clean title. You take that and you serve it to the sheriff. Actually, what I'd prefer you do would be to contact a local bank manager or contact the company that, you know, whether it's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, whoever, and contact them, give them a copy of the judgment and demand payment, and demand payment two or three times, and then you want to then go into, if they don't do it, then you want to serve the sheriff, contact the sheriff in the county that the defendant is in, and then ask the sheriff to enforce the writ, and the sheriff has to enforce the writ. You might have to pay money to get the sheriff to do it, but the sheriff has to enforce the writ because it's a court order. Okay, so that's how you do and deal with the default judgment. And then so, okay, you record it with the county recorder's office. You take that judgment, the order for the judgment, and then you send it with the letter that I've included called the final credit dispute letter. And you include that order with the filed and signed order. And you send it to your credit bureau, and they will quickly fix up your credit report. And anybody else that's involved in this litigation, the fact that you've got an order filed with the county recorder, nobody can foreclose on the property unless they overturn the case, appeal the case, or whatever. But so that's kind of the end of this the path right now. And then so what we want to do, obviously, is to get the money that was owed to us, and that's where the sheriff comes in, and that's in the enforcement stage. But for the most part, that's done. This is the end of the course. I appreciate your time, and if this has been helpful for you, please share this information with other people so they too can experience this liberation of having their property free and clear through this process. And if I've helped you, then please consider donating back to me what I've done in kind, in value. Obviously, I've asked for very little in comparison to getting your house free and clear. And all I ask is, I've been an extreme honor to you, with you. Some of you have come onto this program with a minimal of investment. And I just ask that you remain in honor and support me, because I love doing this stuff. It actually gives me meaning, because I'm actually, you know, doing something that's actually making a difference in people's lives. And with your continued support, hopefully I will continue to be able to help more people. But if people, you know, disappoint me, act in dishonor, then, you know, it just puts bad blood between people. And I'm just a man of honor and integrity, and it just rubs me the wrong way when other people don't act in honor, act in integrity. So I ask you just to be in honor, okay? I mean, that's not too much to ask, I think. Anyway, that's all for now. I hope you have a fantastic day. Take care and God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.